Fulton, president, Manitoba Beef Producers, into the program. Hi, Tyler. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. It's really good to be inside chatting with you this afternoon because it's a pretty nasty day out there.
I was going to say, you probably had chores to do this morning at some point. It wasn't the best weather, was it?
No, but that's what we sign up for.
That's true, yes. I'm really pleased you're joining us today because throughout the day with the inflation rate going up again this month and just announced this morning that we're just asking our listeners, and so many people are weighing in that, you know, where they see it the most is gas and food and beef and everything like that. And I'm a big steak guy, so I'm like, well, I'm going to reach out to the Manitoba beef producers and talk about that. And maybe before we get into the inflation rate and where we are, can you maybe just give us some background on how we got to this point where beef prices are where they are today?
Yeah, it's probably, I mean, a calamity of a number of factors, right? I mean, COVID has had impacts on everything, in particular labor shortages and really a major factor on demand. You can imagine, you know, when COVID happened, we saw just a massive move from eating, you know, largely, you know, expensive steaks and stuff in restaurants, you know, to eating at home. And so that disruption probably kind of started things off. And now we've got a scenario where there's just, honestly, excellent, exceptional demand for Canadian beef around the world. And then with constraints on the supply side, we generally there's a bit of lead time required to kind of to get the product to market and so on. It you can see, you know, fluctuations where there's a big pop in retail beef prices.
Right, and so then it brings us to where we are today. And where do you see this inflation rate affecting it? Well, before we get into that, Tyler, here's what I want to do with you. Can you explain sort of the supply chain? Because I think when beef prices go up, people assume farmers are doing that. And when, you know, gas prices are going up, they assume gas stations are doing that. Let's sort of clear the air on just how responsible the farmers are to the down the line to the grocery store and where the prices is really starting to escalate.
Yeah, no, that's a really good place to start. So I would say that the beef industry is made up largely of three kind of distinct segments. In Manitoba, we are predominantly a cow-calf segment of the industry, where we're producing, you know, on ranches and farms, the young stock every year that goes into, you know, down the rest of the value chain. From here, the animals typically would move to Ontario and out west, but some of those animals are fed in the feeding sector to a market weight, and then from there they move to the processing sector where they're slaughtered and butchered for the quality cuts that, you know, that we can see at the retail level. And so just the distinct segments kind of and there's quite a length of time really from when, you know, somebody makes the initial decision to raise a calf to when that beef hits the plate. You know, we're looking at 2.5 years possibly, so there's quite a lag time there, and that can lead to really discrepancies in terms of when the demand is there and how quickly the supply can ramp up to get it there. And so from a producer standpoint here in Manitoba, obviously we had a really difficult year with the drought, and that raised our feed costs up to probably double levels that what we saw in recent years. And so it just takes time for those types of factors to move through the value chain, send those market signals so that the market reacts, either the supply or the consumers react in terms of, you know, their willingness to purchase.
Well, and the drought, but then I think of the pandemic too, and I would assume that at the farm, a lot of expenses have gone up, just like it has for everybody, in gas prices and everything else it does to raise those cattle for 2.5 years to, like, they go off to market.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. I mean, across the board in agriculture here in Manitoba in particular, we've got commodity prices that are, you know, that are near record high in all kind of aspects, it seems. Everything has really gone up, all except with the exception really of beef prices at, you know, at the farm gate for these ranches, where our farm gate prices are pretty similar to what they were last year. And when you consider the higher costs, we're probably not breaking even as an industry in a year like this.
Right, and then that leads me to today's inflation number of 4.7%. Fair to say that beef could go up a little bit more over the next couple of months?
Yeah, I think that would be a fair assessment. It takes time, and I think that really all of the signs suggest that that.
The following is a message from the Canadian National Public Alerting System.
This is a test of the Alert Ready National Public Alerting System issued by the Manitoba Emergency Measures Organization. This is only a test. If this had been an actual emergency or threat, you would now hear instructions that would assist you to protect you and your family. This is only a test. No action is required. For more information about emergency alerts, please visit www.gov.mb.ca/emo.
That was a message from the Canadian National Public Alerting System. Now, back to our regular programming.
Tyler Fulton is president, Manitoba Beef Producers, so my T-bone is going to go up a little bit more, so I'll just have to budget for that if it's going to be my Christmas Day dinner, I guess.
I hope it's not too bad, but I hope you enjoy it.
You know, Tyler, I really appreciate your insight on this and the information you provided. Thanks for doing this, and keep up the great work.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Tyler Fulton, once again, president, Manitoba Beef Producers. We're going to